been ostracized for 12 years. I'm used to being alone. Spend everything I had and now it's gone. I'm used to being put down. My issues tell it all. My only hope is anchored in this fall. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. If I could just press my way through this madness, his love would heal my soul. If only so many people calling, how could he ever know that just the brush of him would stop the flow? If he knew, would he rebuke me or shame me to the ground? Well, I'm desperate cause it's never or it's now. If I could just tell the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. If I could just press my way through this madness, his love would heal my soul. And then suddenly he turned around. He said, somebody has unleashed my power. Well, frightened and embarrassed, how about? You see, I told him of my troubles and how I had to the hem of his garment, and I know I've been made whole. And how I had pressed my way through this madness, and his love has healed my soul.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior for this brand new day. Before we go into our spiritual music ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in hell. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord, Father, we are bowed and praising your name. Praising you, Lord, Father, for life, health, and strength. We also, Lord, Father, want to thank you for sending an angel to watch over us all night long. And bright early this morning, Lord, Father, touching us, aiming us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord, Father, that we never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. As we open our eyes, Lord, Father, we notice, Lord, Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs and all our body parts was working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. We was able, Lord, Father, to go and clothe ourselves for this brand new day. We was able to go and prepare our meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. As I pray, Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you stop by the hospital. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, but we want to add a mighty healing upon their bodies in your name, Lord, Father. As I pray, Lord, Father, do not only stop there, Lord, Father, but go by the nursing homes. Knowing, Lord, Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord, Father. Some there that are elders, Lord, Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty blessing upon them. And I'm adding armor of protection around them on each lean side, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, don't only stop there, Lord Father, but go by the schools and universities and colleges, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father, that are pursuing a career or endeavor. We want to add a mighty blessing upon them, Lord Father. And don't only stop there, Lord Father, but go by the jails and prisons, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have made a bad decision that have put them in that facility, but please, Lord Father, give them a mind direction and a right direction and a mind regulation, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. Don't only stop there, Lord Father, but please, Lord Father, go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. Be an eye and ear for us. Be an armor protection around us, Lord Father. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. Lord Father, don't only stop there, Lord Father, but stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, there's some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs your guidance and direction, Lord Father. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you comfort someone, Lord Father, that may have lost a loved one. Let them know that, Lord Father, you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, you go with us as we enter in this brand new week, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, you guide our footsteps. Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, you also guide our tongue that we may speak the right words, Lord Father. And Lord Father, when we will travel the last mile of the way on this journey, on this earth, please, Lord Father, give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessings and others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played that is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Next song coming up is coming from Jason Nelson, and it's entitled Shifting the Atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere. shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking.
How about you?
This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. Our worship is shifting the
faith, this is what you must do. open your mouth and speak. Oh, 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 oh. Speak life.
Speak
life. Oh, 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 oh.
Now the concept of speaking life is not about wishful thinking or mere hopeful expectation. It is, in fact, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it and perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's standing on the undeniable, unshakable truth that nothing is over until God says it's over. I know you tried and failed, but speak life and try again. You ran and fell, but speak life and run again. Somebody fell in love and it didn't last, but speak life and love again. Somebody said your hope was all gone and your load is so heavy and you just can't bear it and you just can't keep it. And they said that you would die, but learn to speak life and live again. Because nothing is over until God says it's over. I don't care what it looks like. It might be in a coma. It might be on life support. Might be in a state of suspended animation. But if God has not declared a thing over, it is not over.
Hold me on. truth inside of me.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. We want you to be very safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's entitled, Spirit, Fall Down.
Presence, Lord, with our hearts open wide, with a lifted hand and with open heart, we welcome you. Keep up.
like a sword. Holy is your word that cannot be ignored. Holy is your word that I've hidden in my heart. Holy is your word that was there from the start. It cuts like a knife, sharp like a sword. Oh, holy is your word that cannot be ignored.
Come on, somebody.
Holy is your word
that I've hid in my heart. Come on. From the start.
Anything you need. It knows what's on your heart.
day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. See, I don't want to ever look back. No, 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 no. Because I know that I've done wrong. Oh, Lord, if you give me the strength I need, Lord, I want to be able to see, and I
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 12 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning as we give you the very best in gospel. Great music there coming from Anasia, entitled Holy One. We're going to continue with the very best in gospel. Next song coming up is coming from Erica Campbell. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver you the very best in gospel music.
Come on, let's have a little church right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Listen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Something about the name. There's a song that we do on Sunday mornings. And you would hear him sing something like this. There is Jesus here tonight? I said, how many love Jesus tonight?
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kill. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. Once you arrive safely to your destination, we're going to continue giving you the very best in gospel. Next song coming up is coming from Dietrich Haddon. And he wants to let you know, prayer changes things.
Oh, hey, 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 hey. And I sing like a feeling. I'm telling you, prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer. It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes.
It changes things. Yes, it changes things.
Listen, y'all. There was a mother crying all night long.
Crying all night long.
Because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way.
Make a way.
When she got down on her knees.
Ooh.
And began to talk to the Lord, she heard a knocking. A knocking at the door.
Knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
Could it be?
It was her daughter saying, Mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer.
Oh,
oh,
prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Prayer.
It changes things.
I'm so glad that prayer.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things.
Feel good,
yes,
now, y'all.
It changes things.
Well, the doctor said that he wouldn't make it through.
Make
so
it
he
through.
Called the family in to give them the bad news.
Ooh.
But the family said, no, we ain't gonna let him go. Cause we believe in God. We believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles.
So the family joined hands and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
He
said, the doctor knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to know.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer, yeah.
Prayer.
It changes.
It changes things.
I know
prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things. Yes, it changes things.
Much prayer.
Thank you. Christians never have to worry. For when things go wrong, maybe they can't get the lawyer on the phone. But you know what they can do? There's a garden where Jesus is waiting. There's a place that is wondrous. They pass. Feel the need to talk to somebody and no one's around. It glows with the light of His goodness. Somebody say, well, what kind of place is it? It's a beauty, beautiful garden of rest. Somebody say, well, where is it? You don't have to go far. It's right there in your heart.
Today,
and you're listening at this song.
Call
for your daughter right now, and call out with me.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kale. I'm your host, Kale Marvette. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give you the very best in gospel music. Hope everyone is enjoying each selection. We hope each song is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Our next song coming up is coming from Bishop Paul S. Martin. It's entitled, Your Tears.
Just to relieve of the pain we be made
joy will come. In the morning, here's what I want you to do. Hold on. Hold on. To hear.
Isn't it strange? The
that the very people you do the most for, you picked them up when they were falling down, you helped them out of the gutter, but just as soon as they got on their feet, they began to smile in your face. But the moment you turned around, they had a knife in your back. Makes you cry sometimes. But can I tell you something? I've learned. If you just turn it over to Jesus, maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. If you just turn it over to Jesus, just come just for a moment, ma'am, and I just know you had to cry sometimes. Oh, I had to cry sometimes. Sometime late in the midnight. Woke up feeling soaking wet with tears. But you know what I found out?
I heard you the other day say, it was you. But I know that you had to cry sometimes. Yeah. You know, Pastor, travel up and down Jesus' highway.
Some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I
think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turned my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. Good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah, it drives
my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lost, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?
Yeah. Preparing me for something that I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready, just because he cares, he cares. And you know he prepared me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only arranging, but he rearranged my attitude. Because he cares for me.
Bethel. And he'll try to make you stumble. He'll try to make you fall.